is, so we can. This is the husband of the informant.
Lawrence.
Mr. Lawrence.
And he's
gonna, and he's gonna tell us a story about something.
Well, I don't know. I hadn't been thinking about stories. I just got out of the field, you know, off the tractor. I think one right now.
Tell me about your first speech at school.
Oh. Well, that's been so many years ago, I don't think I could say that. I used to keep up with it, could remember what the speech I said.
Uh-huh.
We got a baby at our house, was the name of it.
Uh-huh.
Would you like me to try to say
it? I certainly would.
We got a baby at our house. It came on New Year's Day. It's toothlesser than Grandpa, and its hair is all worn away. Some folks called it their sweet little lamb, and other such fool name. But all I hear since that kid came is, don't wake the baby, James. One time I got a little pup, and I brung it home with me. It was just a common cur, but still, it's as cute as it could be. My mother and sister, they took and set that pup away, said it was such a nuisance, but yet they let the baby stay. Why, that pup could run and jump and bark. It was mighty quick to learn. But that baby just ain't got no sense. That kid ain't worth a D. Folks can praise the whole blame thing up, but on the dead, between you and me, I'd rather have a pup. All vines that run up a tree or a pole, they run right-handed. Did you know that?
No.
You can put them up left-handed, start them left-handed, and they'll come off. They will not grow left-handed. Run left-handed around a tree. Or a pole.
Say.
They have to go right-handed all the time. Or they won't stay up.
Why is that?
I don't know.
They just do that.
That's just the nature.
Any
suppose.
Kind of vine?
Any kind of running vine.
Bean vines or anything?
Pole beans. You know, we used to have canes, you know, and stick close to pole bean vine, and then it'd run up that.
Mm-hmm.
Pole, you know,
mm-hmm.
And if you put it started around left-handed, it'd come off. It wouldn't stay.
For goodness
fall
sake.
Off. But if you start them right-handed, they go every time.
Well, do you suppose that's true all over the country?
I suppose it is. It is here. That's all I know.
Uh-huh.
I never have noticed it in any place except Georgia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it is.
Well,
that's Mother Nature's way, I guess, everywhere,
uh-huh.
All over the world.
Had a gourd vine around there, and I thought I'd start it the other way. It wouldn't go. It had to go right-handed. I'll show it to you.
Well, did it start left-handed and then work
right
back around?
No, they'll try to go themselves left. I mean, right-handed.
If
there's
anything,
if there's anything to go on. But to help them along, you know, our beans, we used to pick them up, wrap a little bit to get them going earlier, you know.
Yeah.
And they always have to go right-handed. You know, if they won't stay.
That really is interesting. Well, tell me some more little bits of information like that.
Well, I don't know as I can tell anything else. I can think right now.
Okay. Now, it's about 11 o'clock at night, and it's approaching midnight. So you'd say it's what midnight?
About 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh. It's what midnight, though? It's not quite midnight. It's
almost midnight.
Okay. You slipped on some ice, but you managed to keep your balance, just barely. So you came close to falling down. You what fell down?
Almost fell down.
Okay. Would you ever say like to have fallen down. Okay.
I like to have fallen down.
Okay. If somebody's rushing you and you don't want to be rushed, you'd say just
take it easy. Don't rush me.
Okay. What about an expression with minute in it? Just
wait a minute.
Okay. Would you ever say just a minute?
Just a minute, yeah.
If you want to know the distance to Atlanta, you'd say, how, what is it to Atlanta?
How far is it to Atlanta?
Okay. Don't look over there. Look.
Over here.